Welcome, motivated viewers, to another episode of Golden Age Technology. On today's show, we bring you the second part of a two-part series highlighting environmentally friendly cars from the 80th Geneva International Motor Show and the New York International Auto Show. The former event was held from March 4th to the 14th, 2010, at the Geneva PAL Expo in Geneva, Switzerland, and the latter took place from April 2nd to the 10th, 2010, at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City, USA. Globally, car manufacturers are seeking to improve their vehicles' fuel economy, a trend that was evident at both shows, where a large number of eco-friendly models were on display, many of which were small, light and highly fuel efficient. Many exciting electric vehicles that can help keep our skies clear and free of greenhouse gases were also introduced. Luxury cars are not usually thought of as green modes of transportation. However, in this eco-conscious age, more and more high-end automobiles are being engineered with the environment in mind, mainly because consumers want products that will help them leave a smaller carbon footprint. We begin by profiling the Mercedes-Benz F800 concept car from Germany's Daimler AG, which reflects the company's bold automotive vision, blending green technology, stylish, sporty looks and innovative features to enhance the driving experience. A key characteristic of the F800's advanced design is that it will allow for flexibility in the way it's powered. In other words, once the vehicle goes into production, Daimler will offer both plug-in hybrid and hydrogen fuel cell versions, giving customers two environmentally friendly options. The hybrid option enables the F800 to travel at speeds of up to 120 kilometers an hour in pure electric mode. The combined gas-electric system generates 409 horsepower, meaning the car can go from 0 to 100 in under 5 seconds. The hydrogen fuel cell version is powered by a 100 kilowatt electric motor that is capable of a top speed of 180 kilometers an hour and holds enough hydrogen in its onboard storage tanks to travel nearly 640 kilometers before refueling. In 2000, another German-based car manufacturer, BMW, began designing more fuel-efficient and environmentally friendly engines for its vehicles, which now include diesel, gasoline, electric, hybrid, and hydrogen-powered models. Thomas C. Beloga, BMW's Vice President of Engineering, North America, now describes the company's plans for the evolution of its electric vehicles.
The electric vehicle program was a three-part program where we launched a Mini-E, which is an all-electric battery-charged vehicle. That's on the road now. We have about 600 available in the world, about 450 in the United States alone. That's phase one. Phase two will be the Active-E. The Active-E is an electric vehicle powered by lithium-ion batteries, the latest technology. And this vehicle, the Active-E, is based on our 1 Series. Phase 3 is our Mega City vehicle. And the Mega City vehicle will be coming before the year 2015, and that will be the first launch of a ground-up built battery electric vehicle by BMW. And that Mega City vehicle component now that's in the Active-E, the batteries, the powertrain, the drive system, and so forth, this is a proving ground for those components to go into this megacity vehicle coming in the future. The 7 Series active hybrid that we have here at the show will get in the low 20s in fuel economy, but that's even more astounding when you consider the fact that it has super performance with 430 horsepower, supported by the electric motor to give you that extra burst of power that you need. So it has the best of both worlds.
At the Geneva Show, Michael Mott, Chief Executive Officer of German auto manufacturer Porsche, introduced a series of fuel-efficient cars, including the 2011 Cayenne S Hybrid and 918 Spyder. The Cayenne S Hybrid, the company's sports utility vehicle, can go from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 6.1 seconds and achieves 20% greater fuel economy over the gas-powered V8 engine that is also offered for this model. On the other hand, the 918 Spyder, a supercar, can go from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 3.2 seconds and has a top speed of 320 kilometers an hour with an amazing fuel economy of 33 kilometers per liter.
Meine Damen und Herren, der Cayenne S Hybrid. Vom Elektromotor allein getrieben, kann dieser Porsche einige Kilometer emissionsfrei fahren. Er kann bis zu einer Geschwindigkeit von 156 Stundenkilometern bei abgeschaltetem und vom Antriebsstrang abgekoppeltem Verbrennungsmotor segeln, wie wir das nennen. Weitere intelligente Technologien wie die automatische Start-Stopp-Funktion sorgen dafür, dass dieser Hybrid nur 8,2 Liter verbraucht. Der Porsche 918 Spyder. Die Konzeptstudie eines Hochleistungssportwagens mit Plug-in-Hybrid-Technik. 3 Liter Kraftstoffverbrauch und nur 70 Gramm Kohlendioxid pro Kilometer im neuen europäischen Fahrzyklus. 3 Hybrid-Weltpremieren. Ich denke, das kann sich sehen lassen.
We'll see more from the New York and Geneva Auto Shows after these brief messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Supreme Master Television. We now continue with our exploration of eco-friendly cars on display at the recent Geneva International Motor Show and New York International Auto Show. Japanese car manufacturer Toyota introduced the 2011 Auris HSD Hybrid at the Geneva Show. The Auris accelerates from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in approximately 10 seconds. Has CO2 emissions below 100 grams per kilometer and can travel about 26 kilometers per liter. Toyota's luxury line, Lexus, debuted a hybrid concept car in Geneva.
The car you see on the screen, the Lexus LFCH concept. It's the first and only full hybrid car in the European premium compact segment. It's designed with Europe in mind, but it will be sold worldwide after entering production at the end of this year.
Peugeot of France also introduced hybrid models at the shows. The 5 by Peugeot concept car and the SR1 concept sports style vehicle, both powered by the company's Hybrid 4 technology, drew the interest of many car enthusiasts. The SR1's powerful hybrid drive system creates 313 horsepower, with fuel consumption estimated at 20 kilometers per liter and carbon emissions of just 119 grams per kilometer, while the 5 by Peugeot produces 200 horsepower. In New York, Jim Campbell, Vice President of Marketing for the US car manufacturer Chevrolet, shared with Supreme Motor Television the company's strategy for developing more fuel-efficient vehicles and discussed the 2011 Silverado Hybrid, a 332 horsepower hybrid pickup truck.
For Chevrolet, you know, our focus is delivering vehicles that are, you know, gasoline friendly all the way to gasoline free. And we employ a few key technologies. One is improving internal combustion engines, make them more efficient. Secondly is employ the use of biofuels, things like biodiesel and E85. And then the third thing is hybrids. We are there's definitely a place for hybrids in our lineup. The fourth area is around the hydrogen application of the hydrogen fuel cells that create electricity. And then the fifth area is around the electrification of the vehicle, vehicles like the Chevrolet Volt, which would be gasoline-free. So gasoline-friendly to gasoline-free technologies. When it comes to the Silverado, I'm pleased to tell you that we have a two-mode hybrid on the Silverado. So for people who need a truck to do work but really want to be more efficient, more environmentally friendly, we have a two-mode hybrid that allows those customers to get their work done but also get 22 miles per gallon on the highway, 21 miles per gallon in the city, which is a significant improvement over our normal Silverado or normal pickup in the market. So we're really pleased about having the Silverado Hybrid.
The final vehicle featured today is the Audi e-tron, an electric high-performance sports car. The e-tron is a two-seater that can accelerate from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 4.8 seconds and from 60 to 120 kilometers per hour in 4.1 seconds. Its 42.4 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery enables a range of about 250 kilometers on a single charge. Christian Bokic, manager of product and Midwest communications for Audi in the US, now describes the company's current and upcoming green vehicles.
We have a few technologies which are fuel efficient. First of all, Audi is the first car company to sell 100% direct injection in their gasoline engines in model year 2010, at least in the United States. Secondly, we will offer hybrid powertrains in some gasoline cars starting by the end of calendar year 2011. Third, we today offer in the United States two clean diesel models, which offer 30% better fuel economy than a comparable gas engine and 20% less carbon dioxide. So what that means is that today you can, with clean diesel cars in the Q7 and in the A3, and also with upcoming hybrid cars, already start to experience efficient, environmentally friendly, fun-to-drive cars that you don't have to fuel up very often to respect the luxury customers' time and their schedule. But the electric car will be a really great way of doing things in the future regarding performance, cleanliness, and overall sustainability. And so Audi is working very hard right now in that development, and the e-tron is the perfect example, and I think it's done a good job.
In conclusion, this year's Geneva International Motor Show and New York International Auto Show both demonstrated that manufacturers are coming up with intelligent innovations to make cars more earth-friendly and at the same time exciting to drive. We thank our interviewees for speaking to us about their company's models and wish all the manufacturers the best in creating ever greener automobiles. For more details on the green vehicles featured today and others, please visit Geneva International Motor Show, www.salon-auto.ch, New York International Auto Show, www.autoshowny.com. Gentle viewers, it was a pleasure to have your company on this episode of Golden Age Technology. Next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living, often noteworthy news. May our planet's environment always be respected and protected.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.